Of any social media app in history, Threads was the fastest to 1 million, 10 million, and now over 100 million users. It took Netflix 3.5 years. It took Twitter 2 years. It took Facebook 10 months. It even took Instagram 2.5 months, but it only took 1.5 hours for Threads to reach over 1 million active users. Threads is the number one app on both the US App Store and the Google Play Store, and is the most popular, most talked about, most trending social media app in the last few years. Personally, I think it's too early to say definitively that Threads is here to stay and that it's going to last the test of time like TikTok has, but I can tell you that Threads is where all of the attention is at right now, and we are in the attention economy. So not paying attention to Threads is missing out on a huge opportunity. But of course, one of the first questions is, how do we grow our following on Threads? Whether that's to become an influence, to reach and inspire more people, or to generate more leads and potential customers for your business in order to make more sales, we need to know, how do we grow our following on Threads? And that's why I have for you my 9 top tips for growing your following on Threads. And make sure to stick around till the end, because at the very end, I have some bonus tips for you, which arguably are going to be more important than these 9 actual strategies for growing your following. So if you're super lazy, then skip to the end. But if we're being honest here, listen to these 9 strategies, and then these bonus tips are going to be the biggest deal breakers for growing your following on Threads. Now, I do want to give some disclaimers before we get into this list, and that is that, of course, Threads is brand new. At the time of recording this, it is less than a week old, and so that might lead many people, especially the skeptics and the critical people on social media, the haters, if you will, to say, you can't possibly know how to grow on Threads yet. You can't possibly know the ins and outs of this platform yet. It's so new, there's no way. And what I will say is, you are absolutely right. There is no way to know everything. There's no way to know every strategy and every minute detail, every nuanced difference between Threads and other platforms. But what I can tell you is this. 1, Threads is highly integrated with Instagram. It was developed by Instagram. And so that tells us, that gives us a clue as to what is going to work well on Threads. That gives us a clue as to how the Threads algorithm is going to work. And Instagram's CEO, as well as many other Instagram staff members, have already begun publicly sharing some things about how Threads works. 2, while Threads might be new, the idea of a text-based social media is not new. Twitter has been around for a very long time, and there have been so many countless studies over the decade plus of Twitter being in existence that have shown us, without fail, what works on Twitter and what doesn't work on Twitter. Now, of course, Threads and Twitter are not carbon copy, word for word, identical mirrors of each other, but they are super similar. And that gives us a clue that what works pretty well on Twitter is also going to work pretty well on Threads. And then the final thing that I want to tell you is that despite Threads being a new app, marketing is not based on what new app you're on, what algorithm has changed recently. Marketing is based off of human psychology. And the last time I checked, that's a lot more than a week old. The practices and strategies for gaining attention, for growing a following, for building trust and converting people from a warm follower into an actual lead or a sale, generally speaking, are very similar across every social network. And that's because it doesn't really matter what kind of content you're sharing, what industry you're in, or what platform you're on. You are ultimately selling and posting content for people. And while user habits and behaviors might change over time and trends are constantly evolving, what people are interested in and what they don't really care for is constantly adapting and evolving over time as well, what I can tell you is that there are some principles and strategies that remain relatively true and universal across every platform. Now, of course, nothing is one size fits all. I would be the worst coach in history if I believed that something worked 100% of the time for all people. There are always exceptions to every rule. There are always anomalies. There are always exceptions within studies. But what I can tell you is that what I'm about to share with you in this episode has been proven to work on Twitter, or it has been proven to be very effective on Instagram, or maybe even more broadly across social media as a whole. And so I can tell you pretty confidently that these strategies are likely going to work on Threads as well. But what if they don't? What if one of these 9 strategies that I'm about to share with you doesn't work on Threads? Or it works for most people, but it doesn't work for you on Threads? That's perfectly fine. I'm not saying that this is the rules, or this is the Bible, or this is the 9 commandments of Threads. Because like I said, there are always going to be exceptions. And so I think it's a great thing for you if you figure out that one of these strategies doesn't work for you. Because what does that mean? that means that you're one step closer to finding the strategy that does. At least you can cross off one of these nine, or maybe multiple of these nine, knowing that, hey, this isn't going to work for me. This doesn't apply to my account. I can now look for alternative strategies or different ways to grow on Threads. In case you have no idea who I am, you don't follow me, and this is the first podcast you've ever listened to from me, my name is Brock Johnson, and I've grown over 600,000 followers on Instagram in the last few years. Starting in 2021, I began growing my account at an average of 1,000 followers per day, and that was 100% organic. I wasn't paying for any bots or fake followers or anything like that. Those were real followers who I was reaching, and most importantly, those followers were transitioning into customers. We were converting those followers into students, into people who are a part of our membership and our clubs. And it's my job to help you do the same. So if you're ready to grow on Instagram, if you're ready to start reaching a new following and selling and making money on social media, you're in the right place. And I hope you consider following or subscribing for more. So let's talk about it. The nine strategies for growing on Threads. What are they? Number one, first and foremost, I hate to say this, but I have to say it, is you got to just sign up. And I know that's elementary. You've likely already signed up. But when you sign up for Threads, there's a button, and if you've signed up already, you've likely seen this, but there's a button where you can essentially press that yes, you want to follow everyone who you're following on Instagram. As I've already said in this podcast, and as I've said in previous podcasts about Threads, Instagram and Threads are highly integrated, and so you have essentially one account. In fact, that's what the Instagram CEO has used to define your Threads account. It's the same as your Instagram account. Now, you don't automatically have all the same followers on Instagram as you do on Threads, and they are different kinds of content, but a good way to think about it is you have one parent account, and it just branches off onto two different platforms, Instagram and Threads. So with that being said, when you sign up, you might have experienced this already, but you will likely automatically get at least a few followers who have come over directly from Instagram and just press that follow all button. But there's nothing new in that strategy. And in fact, I wouldn't even really call that one a strategy. That's just the basic bare minimum is sign up for Threads. But it is worth noting because on most other platforms, when you sign up, you start from zero. But one difference with Threads, and I think this was a really smart strategic marketing decision by Instagram, is that when you sign up, you have a built-in audience. You have a built-in existing platform. So myself, I'm actually already over 100,000 followers on Threads. And granted, a lot of those people have just come over from Instagram and pressed that follow all button, and now they're following me on Threads. The second strategy for growing your following on Threads, and this is probably going to be the most impactful one, or the one that is going to lead to the most new follows, and that is sharing repostable content. That is content that people press the repost button on, thus sharing your content onto their feed. Although we don't have an exact statistic for how many average views or new followers you can expect per share or per repost on Threads, what I can tell you is that on average on Instagram, when someone presses that share button, your reel will increase by 400 views. So that can tell us, that can give us a clue that on Threads, when people are reposting our threads, when they are sharing them essentially to their followers, it's a great way to reach new people and to get discovered on Threads, especially as we currently stand with no hashtags and no real discovery feature on Threads. That's a quick disclaimer that I want to make is, of course, this will adapt and evolve over time. As the time I'm recording this, like I said earlier, we are less than a week into Threads, so they are working on discoverability. They are working on adding hashtags to the platform. But at the time of recording this, those don't exist. So we have to be kind of strategic and do some fancy footwork in order to reach new people and get discovered. And of course, when Threads does come out with better discoverability and hashtags, I will do an updated podcast explaining the best practices there. Those won't be included in today's episode, but I can tell you this. When Instagram, or I should say Threads, releases new discoverability tools, especially hashtags, you're probably going to want to start using them. But before we move on from strategy number two of sharing repostable content, let's talk about what even is repostable. What are things that typically get reposted more than others? I think generally there are four kinds of posts that get reshared or reposted the most, and these are really easy to implement into any Threads account, no matter what industry you're in. First of all, threads that evoke emotions. Whether these emotions are positive or negative, whether you're inciting fear or inciting gratitude in your followers, when you can move their emotions, that is likely to get reshared because someone felt moved and they want their followers to feel moved as well. There have been two ways that I've been doing this already on my own Threads account. One of them has been just expressing pride, and not pride in myself, but pride in my followers, telling them how proud I am of them, how thankful I am for them, and how much they should be proud of themselves. that evokes a lot of really strong positive emotions and has been great for engagement on my threads, which of course, those reposts and reshares help me reach more people. And the other thing I've been doing, and this might sound a little bad, but it's intentionally invoking some negative emotions. And we're gonna talk more about this later, but this is genuine. This is not me trying to create a mob or get people angry just for the sake of anger, but I haven't been holding back my own negative experience or my quote unquote negative thoughts with threads. I've been talking about some of the issues with threads, some of the issues with Instagram, some of the things that I'm unhappy with that have been going on with the platforms recently, and expressing those concerns, if you will. And those things are getting reshared because if you think about it, and again, we'll talk about this a little bit more later, but essentially what's going on here is that people have been feeling this same way. And it doesn't have to be necessarily negative thoughts about threads, but whatever the negative thing that people are feeling in your community, they've been feeling this way, but they haven't been able to articulate it the way you can, or they haven't been willing to articulate it the way you can. So I've been sharing my honest yet negative thoughts and experiences, and those have in turn been evoking negative emotions, which then get reshares. The second kind of thing that generally or typically gets reshared is calls to arms. And these are essentially where you're asking other people to get involved. You're asking other people to support. And some things that you might say here is like, we all need to support each other, or we all need to team up, or we all need to help each other out with this sort of thing. Oftentimes, some of the most highly shared posts are posts where people feel like they're a part of a community and they are trying to, you know, call to arms and get each other involved in something. You might think of like the most liked picture on Instagram, which I know recently became a photo of Lionel Messi after the World Cup. But prior to that, it was what was called the world record egg. And the world record egg was quite literally just a photo of an egg. And everyone kind of rallied behind this idea of, let's all make this the most liked picture in the history of Instagram. And so everyone was sharing it and everyone was tagging each other in it. Let's make sure to like this post. Let's make sure to share this post. And that's like an extreme example. But nonetheless, asking for people's help, quite literally calling them to engage or to share or to repost for a specific greater purpose is a great way to get more shares. Hey, I know I've been talking about the Insta Club Hub, and I know some of you may have joined the Insta Club Hub in the past, or you may have done a trial with us before, but I wanted to let you know that we've spent the last 10 months, and we've spent tens of thousands of dollars making the club brand new. We've renovated, it's a total home makeover for the Insta Club Hub with all new features to make it really streamlined for you to have success on Instagram. One of my favorite new features is as soon as you join, you take an assessment to kind of gauge where you're at on Instagram. And then based off that assessment, we recommend a customized playlist of videos for you to watch in sequential order so you can get to growing faster and you don't have to figure it out on your own. We also just launched the Insta Club Hub directory, which is a private members only directory where you can advertise your services as a social media manager. You can look for someone to hire. You can look for people to collaborate with. You can even search out other people who are in your industry to see what they're doing. So you can find other Insta Clubbers who you can then network with, collaborate with, hype each other up, and even possibly do business together. So the Insta Club Hub is totally redesigned, and it's our goal, like I said, to get you growing on Instagram and get you making money on Instagram in as little time as possible. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Asking for people's help, quite literally calling them to engage or to share or to repost for a specific greater purpose is a great way to get more shares. The third kind of content that typically gets a lot of reposts and shares is relatable memes. Things that when you see it, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so me. I totally relate to this. That kind of content is highly share worthy. And of course, that's going to look very different depending on what industry you're in. If you are working on sharing budget cooking advice for bachelors in their 40s, the kind of relatable content you're going to be sharing is very different than if you are sharing beginner rock climber tips for women in their 20s. Very different relatable content, but nonetheless, relatable content is very repostable. And then the fourth and final category of things that typically we see as very repostable and getting a lot of shares on social media, and it's likely going to get a lot of reposts on Threads as well, is breaking news. And now I know not every industry is going to have breaking news. Not every industry is going to have trending topics and things that are constantly evolving and changing. I'm lucky enough to be in a niche where I talk a lot about Instagram and social media, where there is never a shortage of breaking news, algorithm updates, new features, and changes to talk about. But maybe there are some trending topics, some things in pop culture, or some news in general that you could talk about that do relate to your industry. Now, again, that was only strategy number 2 of the 9 that I'm sharing with you. That was to share reshareable or to post repostable content. Content that is going to get shared and reposted is a great way to reach new people and to grow your following. If you've already gotten some value out of this, if you've already learned something new or you find this educational, do me a favor and do the bare minimum of at least liking this podcast. If you found this very valuable and you want more content just like this, don't forget to subscribe and maybe even do the craziest thing ever, which would be sharing this with a friend, sending it in your group chat, maybe even posting it on your Instagram stories, or heck, maybe even posting this to your Threads account and encouraging other people to listen to this episode. But hey, let's move on to the third strategy that I have for you on how to grow on Threads, and that is to incentivize engagement. Now, the most basic way that you can incentivize engagement is with some sort of a giveaway. If you like this post, I'm going to be randomly selecting one person to win a $500 Visa gift card. If you reshare this thread, then I'm going to be rewarding every single person who reshares it with a free Instagram profile review. I've even some people on Threads saying, hey, I'm going to follow back my next 100 followers. Now, in my opinion, this strategy is not the most authentic or genuine. It's also something that I would not recommend doing very often, but if you do giveaways from time to time or you do incentivize engagement from time to time, it can be effective. Of course, you do risk a few things with this strategy. First and foremost, as I already said, it's not super authentic and it can come across a little bit spammy. Second thing you risk is that if you do this strategy too often, if you do too many giveaways or you're too frequently trying to incentivize engagement, it loses its luster. Like, it feels like it's not that special. And it feels like people, and this is speaking for the people who are your followers and who would be entering into this giveaway, they feel like, well, why should I join this one if there's going to be another one tomorrow? Why should I follow this guy now or share her post right now when I'm going to have another opportunity to do it tomorrow? It's not that special. And then the third thing that you risk, and this might be the biggest risk of all when incentivizing engagement or incentivizing follows, is that what happens when the giveaway is over? What happens when you select the random winner? Are all of those people going to unfollow, which sucks? Now you lost all those followers you thought you had. Or are they going to remain following but just not really be engaged because they were only ever interested in the first place in winning the giveaway, not in genuinely following you? So there are right and wrong ways to do it. I do highly recommend checking back on one of our previous episodes of Build Your Tribe where we talked about giveaways and how to do them more effectively, because there is a fine line to walk here, but when done correctly, it can be a great way to increase engagement and new followers. The fourth tip that I have for you to grow your following on Threads is don't just use it as a place to share content and to post a bunch and to be your own talking head on a soapbox. Instead, turn it into a dialogue. And you can do this by engaging with your own replies and engaging with the comments that you're getting on your own posts, absolutely. But also going out of your way to engage with other people who are in your same niche or at least in your same industry. That way, you establish yourself as a thought leader. You give yourself a voice at the table, so to speak, because now you are actively participating in social, keyword social, media. You're engaging with people. You're building relationships. People feel like they trust you. They feel really connected and engaged to you. Like, you're not just some robot who's spitting out endless posts on Threads. You're actually a real human being who cares about what people have to say, whether they agree or disagree with you. One way that I've strategically done this is I have asked people to ask me questions. I did one thread where I said, hey, ask me Instagram questions below and I will answer you. And then I did go through and answer about 15 or 20 questions, which shows my followers who didn't get a response that I am responding. And for those people who got a response, who got an answer for me, they're that much more likely to engage with me in the future because they've already had a taste of me engaging back with them. The fifth strategy that I have for you for growing your following on Threads, and this one is no secret, this works pretty much everywhere, is encourage your followers on your other platforms to follow you on Threads. Maybe even if you only have a few hundred followers, maybe you're brand new on TikTok, maybe you only have, 150 followers on Instagram, maybe you don't even have a YouTube channel, you don't have a podcast, at least use your other platforms to promote your Threads. But here's the key, don't just say follow me on Threads, give them a reason why. Maybe you're going to incentivize it like we talked about earlier, or maybe you're just going to tell them, here's the specific unique thing that I'm going to be sharing on Threads. It needs to be clear to your followers why they should follow you on Threads. Sure, I follow you on Instagram and I like your content there, but what am I going to get that's different on Threads? Am I getting new ideas? Am I getting a new perspective? Am I getting a new view of you? Is it going to be more intimate, more personal? Am I going to get special offers, special coupons, special deals? Am I going to get more thought-provoking or more in-depth content? Am I going to get slower tutorials with more words and more text on screen on Threads? Is there going to be unique content? Or is it just going to be another platform where you're going to be reposting everything that you post on Instagram? Speaking of reposting onto Threads, everything that you post on Instagram, tip number six for growing your following on Threads is post some original content. Now, I talked about this in our previous episode that I did on Threads, is that eventually Threads is going to be a place where you're going to see a ton of repurposed, reposted content. Content that you have previously shared on other platforms that you are now sharing onto Threads as well. And I even recommended that in that previous episode as a possible starting point for your content if you're at a loss of what to post. But if we're talking real growth, if we're talking becoming a thought leader, growing a community, increasing engagement, and just growing a following on Threads, then if all you're doing is reposting your reels and reposting your photos and sharing your TikToks and the links to your YouTube videos on Threads, it's going to be boring and no one's going to want to follow you. So post original content, post original thoughts, original ideas, things that come to your mind, things that are on your brain, things that you've been thinking about, the shower thoughts, post those things on Threads. If all you're doing is repurposing and reposting, you're probably not going to grow very much on Threads. Speaking of original ideas and original content, my seventh strategy for you to grow your following on Threads is dare to be bold and, dare I even say, a little bit controversial with what you're posting on Threads. Now, let me add a disclaimer right here. I am not saying you should try to get canceled. I'm not saying that you should say anything that's, hateful or spread anything that's super negative or be like racist or anything like that on Threads. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you should turn Threads into a new place to get in political arguments. But what I am saying is, if you have an opinion that maybe is not super common in your niche, or maybe it's contradictory to what some other thought leaders in your industry might say or believe, or maybe it's a critique on something that most people love, in that way, it's controversial. It is not the mainstream popular opinion, but it is your opinion. It is something that you believe in. It is something that you hold true to yourself. Share it on Threads. That kind of content is oftentimes very engaging and, like we talked about earlier, shareable or repostable content, because it's the kind of content that people are like, I don't really want to say this myself, or I don't know how, but this other person said it, this person I follow said it, so I'm going to reshare it, I'm going to repost it. It's a way that your followers can kind of say things without having to directly say it themselves, and then any backlash is going to be directed at you as the original poster of the controversial thread rather than at them for simply reposting it, at least usually speaking. One example of this that I did on my own Threads is very early on, I think it might have been even within the first 24 hours of Threads coming out, I made a post about why are we all so against promotions and sales and advertisements? I mean, yes, Threads was very fun in the first 24 hours when there were no sales and promotions and ads. But if we were being honest, that was never going to last. As much as we wanted to hold on to it, we live in a capitalistic society in the attention economy, and Threads is where all the attention is. So let's not, be altruistic, or let's not pretend, be benevolent, that everything is just going to be perfect and rainbows and flowers and there's never going to be any advertisements. I was like, let's be real. Eventually, there are going to be ads and promotions on here. So why not be the first? Why are we handcuffing ourselves and waiting for everyone else to start doing it to make it okay for us to start doing it as well? I made a thread posted about that and it got a lot of backlash. A lot of people were like, no, you're wrong. We should try to hold on to this. We should try to make this as original and as ad-free and promotion-free as we possibly can. We should try to make this a place where there's no pressures and no expectations and no thoughts of followers or sales or anything like that. We should try that. And I was like, yeah, sure, like, that would be great, but if we're being real here, that's not how it's going to be. It's not going to last that way. Look at the history of any meta platform, of Facebook, of Instagram. Look at how social media trends. That's where Threads is eventually going to be headed. So why are we waiting? Why are we allowing ourselves to fall behind everyone else who is not afraid of being cringe or not afraid of selling and promoting on Threads? And that thread, whether or not, as I'm saying this right now, whether or not you believe me or not, whether or not you're on my side, you agree or you disagree, that created a lot of engagement. And people who agree with me, people who side with me in that argument, are likely going to follow me because they feel like they have found someone who is speaking what they believe in. If you disagree, however, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're not going to follow me, which is perfectly fine. I recognize I'm not for everyone. I can't make everyone happy, and that's totally fine. So those people, they're not going to be a part of my community, but they oftentimes are going to tell me about it, and they're going to tell me how much they disagree, and they're going to start an argument. Those arguments are extra replies. That's extra comments. It's the old saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity. All publicity is good publicity. It's kind of the same with engagement. There's no such thing as bad engagement. Even someone arguing and disagreeing and, you know, saying that they're going to unfollow you because they don't believe in what you just said, that at the end of the day is going to help you reach more people and probably even more people who are your ideal follower and who will be following you on Threads. My eighth tip for you to grow your following on Threads is to post photo-based content rather than video-based content on Threads. Now, this is a hunch that has been based off my own experience and what I have seen over on Twitter, but when posting videos onto Threads, it might feel to a lot of users like that is not their expectation, and that doesn't really meet the dress code of Threads. A lot of people go to Threads to consume non-video content because every other platform is dominated by video, like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube Shorts. People go to Threads to specifically consume non-video content. But at the end of the day, we are visual creatures, and photos are going to grab our attention a lot more than a well-written paragraph is going to. So a way that you can still grab people with visual content but not post videos is to post photos. So I've seen infographics and multiple posts, kind of like slideshows. We might call them carousels on Instagram, on Threads. I don't know if we really have a name for it yet. We're just calling them photo posts or slideshow style posts. Those have been performing very well. And one of the cool things about Threads is you don't have to conform like you do on Instagram to a certain aspect ratio. You can post horizontal pictures on Threads. You can post square pictures on Threads. And they can be full HD, full resolution, or close to it. And it's a great way to stop people scroll and to grab some views, which can potentially convert into followers. My ninth, and I'm not going to say final because I actually have some bonus tips for you, but my ninth tip to grow on Threads is to create threads. And let me explain, I don't mean to create an account. I mean to create threads the way we would on Twitter. So I know that was confusing. Let me explain. On Threads and on Twitter, you can post these things that are called threads. And in fact, that's likely where the name Threads for the app came from. And on Twitter, what these were is where you would post a tweet, and then you would reply to your own tweet, and then you would reply to your own tweet and reply to your own. So it would create kind of like a thread where people could scroll through. Why would someone do this? Well, because there is a character limit. There's a character limit on Twitter, and on Threads, the character limit is 500. So let's say you have something that you want to share, a story you want to tell, some tips you want to give, some recommendations, whatever it may be, but it can't all fit nicely within that 500 character limit. Well, what you can do is press return, and that will start a new thread, or you can post that first one and then just press the reply button and reply to yourself, and then post another one, and then another one, and another one. And this is a great way to create long form content on a text-based platform, which should essentially help you hack watch time. Basically, what that means is that people are spending more time reading through your multiple replies and your thread, and thus your thread is more likely to be shown to more people. But pro tip here, and this is kind of like a bonus strategy for growing your following on Threads, is at the bottom of that thread, at the bottom of all of those replies, include a call to action to follow you. And this is the bonus tip. Even if you're not doing a thread, you should occasionally be including calls to action at the bottom of your post, telling people to follow you. Especially if it's a post that you know is going to get a lot of shares, or it's a post that you know is going to reach a lot of people, or maybe it's a post that you didn't expect to, but for whatever reason, it is reaching a lot of people, reply to yourself or add to the bottom to follow you for more. Follow for more tips like this. Follow for more stories like this. Follow for more content like this. Directly ask people to follow you. I mean, if our goal is to gain followers, we should be asking people to follow us. Don't be shy about it. It's not cringeworthy. It is quite literally one of the most effective strategies for growing a following on any social media is to straight up ask people to follow. And then my final bonus strategy for growing your following on Threads, and this is one that I should have said from the start. This should have been number zero before we even got into the top nine strategies. And that is, you should be posting about one singular thing, one topic, one niche, if you want to grow. If your goal is growth and reaching new people, then ideally you should be posting about one topic. Because then when you're posting about that one topic, it allows people to all come together around that one thing. It allows people to collectively look at your page and say, oh, hey, she's posting all about cake baking tips. Oh, hey, he's posting all about terrariums, whatever it may be. And they're able to see that they want to follow you. If you're posting about every random thought and idea, every random interest, passion, and hobby, then the only way you're going to gain a follower is if someone scrolls through your page and your most recent threads and they actually agree or like every single different interest and passion and hobby that you've recently posted about. And the likelihood of that being the case is likely a lot lower than them simply saying, hey, this person posts all about making sushi and I want to learn how to make sushi, so I'm going to follow this person. Instead, if you're posting about making sushi and bonsai trees, and you're posting about Pokemon, and you're posting about your kid, and you're posting about threads in general, well, then someone's going to look at that and they're going to say, I don't know if I really want to follow this person. They might have had one great post, but I'm not going to follow them because I'm only interested in that one topic. I'm not interested in these eight other unrelated topics. And so that's why, generally speaking, on every social network, if you want to grow, or at least if you want to grow fast and effective, it's beneficial to niche down. Now, you don't have to use threads to grow. You can use threads as a creative outlet. You can use threads just for posting whatever you want. You can use threads in whatever way or style you want. You don't even have to use threads if you don't want to. But if you want to grow on threads, I know you might not like hearing this, but it's going to be most beneficial. You are going to grow the fastest if you stick to a niche. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you learned something new, don't forget to press the subscribe button if you aren't already so you can get more of our upcoming lessons about threads where we cover threads a little bit more in depth. But I would love to hear your feedback. Let me know, what did you think about today's episode? Are you growing on threads? Is there a strategy that has worked for you that I didn't cover today? I'd love to hear about that as well. But until next time, and as always, happy networking.